So, Wells, I have to say I was sort of surprised when I saw this because, again, at least U.S. investigators, when I've been asking over the last couple of years, I don't hear too much first-line or even second-line EGFR antibodies. But here, decidedness. I think this really only happened in the last couple of years. Left-sided, RAS wild-type, we are seeing investigators, including U.S. investigators, think more about EGFR antibodies either first or second line. Is that a reality? Is that what we're really happening?
Yeah, I think so. I think based on the FIRE-3 trial, sort of some strong trends in the American 80405 trial, the PEAK trial, and then there's been a bunch of meta-analyses and sort of combined analyses. And, you know, there's this trend towards more efficacy if you're a left-sided RAS wild type to using an EGFR inhibitor in the first-line setting. So I think our European colleagues have beaten us up enough about this that it's starting to have more uptake. I must say, I still will, if I don't need a response, because we know that an EGFR inhibitor adds 10 to 15% or even more response rate points. And if my patient's really concerned about rash as a side effect, even in a left-sided RAS wild-type patient, I might still start with bevacizumab as the biologic. But I think you're on obviously very, very solid ground to start with an EGFR inhibitor.
What about it? Actually, I was interviewing Alan Vanook about the issue of Bev on progression, because, you know, he's had a little bit of skepticism about that in the past. So left-sided RAS wild-type, a patient who gets, you know, FOLFOX Bev, first-line FOLFIRI Bev, you know, the option of either, and we had this as a poll question, either continuing the Bev and switching chemo or switching to EGFR antibody. Right now, how are you thinking that one through, Wells?
I'm often using an EGFR inhibitor second line. I think it's a little tricky. You know, for a while, we had some investigators pointing out that EGFR inhibitors did not work adjuvantly and that the hazard ratio successfully got better as you went first line, second, third, et cetera. And therefore, it's better to hold the EGFR until later lines. Of course, back then, we didn't know about RAS. We didn't know about left and right, and there's all these imbalances. So I don't really think those studies are really relevant anymore. But I think part of that is sort of a historical way of thinking, which is the later lines of therapy you're in, the more efficacy you see with EGFR, which really, you know, isn't true. And so I think over time, you're seeing people use it in earlier lines.
Eric, I know you and a lot of European investigators do use EGFR antibodies first line and left-sided RAS wild type. What's your thinking and how do you factor in the toxicity, dermatologic toxicity?
Of course, that's always a discussion, and it's correct that we start in most patients left-sided wild type with chemo doublet. I usually start with FOLFOX plus an EGFR antibody. But of course, you've always to discuss and to inform it with the patients. And there are always exceptions where you would start with Bev in this setting if patients don't go with the rash. But usually we start. And it's a question of explaining, communicating. We have to acknowledge the survival is clearly longer in left-sided tumors, wild-type tumors, when they are treated with an EGFR antibody, when we start in the first line with the EGFR antibody.
Well, is there any comments about what you do to ameliorate the dermatologic toxicity with EGFR of our antibodies and whether you think there's a difference between cetuximab and panitumumab in that regard?
Yeah, I don't think there's a difference. There was a study comparing those two drugs which really didn't find much of a difference. I often turn to the STEP trial and to some of the other publications by Mario Lacouture looking at steroid cream, sunscreen, of course, staying out of the sun, moisturizing, etc. And you can either do that preemptively or you can do it reactively. If you do it preemptively, you really cut down on any type of severe skin toxicity. But the patient really has to want to do that and want to sort of put these creams on and take doxycycline or minocycline or one of these things. So a lot of that depends on how much a rash would bother them. And so when I have patients who do a lot of one-to-one interaction, I have some patients, for instance, who are psychologists, that rash really would bother them. And so they're very preemptive. Other people who just don't care.